you pray in the morning. But I've realized that a lot of people don't, or they don't really know like how or what have you. And so this is just a little thought of something that might be helpful. Four things that you ought to say to God every morning. And the way to remember them is TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Friday is the best day of the week. Every day is Friday for us Catholics because every day is the best day. Because we have Jesus every single day. Actually, the best day is Sunday. But whatever. TGIF. T is thank you, God. Thank you, God. So many people wake up and they're thinking about their problems. They're thinking about the stuff that they got to do. They're thinking about, oh, get me through another day. No. The good book says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The very fact that you woke up, you didn't wake yourself up. God woke you up. He put you on his wake-up list. And it's a good thing to start out the day saying, thank you, Jesus, another day. I can't wait. Let's do it together. Isn't that nice? It's not about what we do for Jesus, it's what we do with him. And so we get to do another day with the good Jesus. What a grace. What a grace from the Lord. So the first thing you say, T, thank you, Lord. G, guide me. Give me your strength, your wisdom. Because Peter in the gospel is walking on water. You can't even walk on land without the good Lord. Every single thing that nothing could be done without God. And so we say, guide me. Like, I don't want to trust myself. I definitely don't want to trust myself. And none of us should want to trust ourselves because we're all a bunch of fallen sinners. We want a guide who is God. And we have him. And so the second prayer is, guide me today. And then hopefully we're paying attention throughout the day. And it's like, give me your strength, Lord. Because on my own, I'm so weak. I'm so nothing, but with you. Oh my gosh, Romans chapter 8 says that we have the same spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead living in us. Praise the Lord. Give me your strength. Guide me. The I, TGI, is not I but others. In other words, how can I make somebody else's day better? How can I bless somebody today? Because don't you see, when you start out your day with this, you're not thinking about yourself and your own junk. You're turning it immediately at the beginning of the day. You're going, Lord, help me bless somebody else today. And that's the posture of heart and spirit that is appropriate to us disciples of Jesus. We're not meant to be focused on ourselves all the time. That's cancerous, and it's going to lead people to all kinds of problems. But when you think about others, when you think about how you can bless them and how you can allow God to bless them through you, oh my gosh, it's just so much better. It just is. A selfless life is a rich life. Okay? TGIF. Focus. Focus on the good Lord. The devil's greatest trick is to get us to stop paying attention to God. It is. And that's why these things are so dangerous. Because people are just glued to their eyes on these things all the time. And they're not thinking about the good Lord. Peter, in the gospel, when he was keeping his eyes fixed on Jesus, was doing the impossible. But at the moment that he took his eyes off of the Lord and began to look at the storm is when he begins to sink. The same thing happens to you and to me. When we take our eyes off of God and we start thinking all about our anxieties and our problems and this and this and this, we begin to sink. And we sink fast. But when you keep your eyes fixed on the Lord, suddenly the things that you thought were impossible are happening because he's taking care of it. Because you're focusing on him. And he's God. He's bigger than anything. He's even bigger than death. Could you imagine? That's the God we have. It's the God we serve. I'm wearing my Batman socks right now. And that is because Well, it's how my brain works. But anyway, we just watched the new Spider-Man, and it dawned on me. We have, by the way, there's a billion Catholic themes in that movie. And really, it'd be worth a whole long sermon to go through them all. But I'm not going to do that today. But anyway, we have the greatest superpower you could imagine, because we have God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit. We have the sacraments. We have the intercession of Mother Mary, who every time she finds us without wine, she gives it to us overflowing, and she saves the best to last. We have our guardian angels. We have the saints. We have the church. Holy smokes, what do we not have? We have the superpowers of heaven, and we can walk on water. We can do things that the world looks and says, that's impossible. He says, oh no, you don't know my God. You don't know my God. And we got to focus on him, though. We got to keep our focus on the Lord in all things, because the winds will come and so will the storms. But we don't look at them. We look at the good Jesus, and we keep going. So those are four things you ought to say to God every morning. He'll give you not just a good day, but a God day. Thank you. Guide me. Give me your strength. Not me, but others, I. And focus me. Focus me. And ultimately, you know where we're focused is heaven. The gospel yesterday in Mass, oh, was it good? It said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world but lost his soul? If we pray these four things every morning, it won't be our fate. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.